not just once in a while, but something new every day. This piece of information was given to me by a roundabout source, and I will take credit where credit is due. Tia handed me a report of a comment made by Mark. Mark apparently was in a meeting and was asked what was his goal in life. And his comment was to learn something, one thing new every day. To learn one new thing every day. Now, how does learning one thing new every day keep you young? Well, it depends on what that new thing is. Now, certainly Mark has his health problems, but his mental faculties are as sharp as they've ever been. Due to the fact that by learning one thing new every day stimulates certain chemicals within the mind, which in turn keeps the mind sharp. Another way to put it is, the mind does what, Russ?
It grows younger.
Not quite. How do you keep muscle in good shape?
Exercise.
Correct. So, you do mental calisthenics, which keeps the mind looking young. Now, getting back to the muscles. When the muscles are worked out every day, what happens?
They stay strong.
And in staying strong?
They grow.
And in growing?
They maintain their youthful health.
Okay. Now, something that you may not have noticed this year is, let's take the early part of the year. In fact, from January to March. From January to March this year, you have four colds. Let us take from October to now. How many colds have you had?
None. One maybe.
And that wasn't very serious?
No.
Why? Okay, let's look at it this way. This time last year, you had a sore throat, you'd been to the doctor, you were taking antibiotics.
I was.
Yes, you had a cold this time last year.
Oh, okay. You know me better than I do, obviously.
You were drinking vast quantities of orange juice as well.
Yeah.
Now, looking at that, you have only had maybe a cold.
Right.
You haven't taken any antibiotics.
No.
You're feeling pretty fit and healthy.
I drank a lot more issues there at that one point where I had that sore throat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why?
Well, I didn't want to bring on anything.
No. Why have you, compared to last year, been healthy?
Kind of attributed to those vitamins I've taken now.
Don't put. You've only been taking those for, 2 weeks now?
More or less.
Mm-hmm. It's still early to say what effect they're having. 3 months down the road, you may be able to say something.
Well, I'm doing any exercise really to speak of. In fact, if any, I've been a lazy slob.
You have not done any fencing recently?
Yeah, this summer, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot this summer, correct?
Yeah.
You have not been keeping your mind active?
Not very active.
Mm-hmm. Have you not been eating well?
Yeah, pretty good.
Okay, so what does this tell us?
Well, my regimen's been better.
Correct. You are eating healthier. You are exercising. You are keeping your mind exercising.
So this would explain that strange purchase I made from a television show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, where were we? Oh, yes.
Exercise, mental discipline.
Uh-huh.
And a good diet.
Correct. So, now let us look at the worst offender for abusing his health. Okay. Has he suffered any illness other than his intestinal discomfort?
Well, he hasn't been off work or anything.
Mm-hmm. Has he had any colds?
Yeah, a little bit.
But minor ones.
Nothing he's capable of work.
Last year, if my memory serves me correct, they sent him home early on a Friday and a Monday because he was ill.
Pretty bad last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fancy. Well, you remember the summer before that, all we were doing was racing boats.
Correct. Sitting down, racing boats.
Very sedentary exercise, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. But it was good for the mind. It was good for relaxing.
True. I think fencing relaxes more than the boat racing does, though.
Yes, I think it does too. But let us look at last year and this year. The big difference is in the increase in activity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with eating healthy, as he has been forced to do, although of late he seems to be neglecting it a little bit, but that is understandable due to the fact that he is working hard.
Right.
Eating healthy, learning new skills, computer skills, work skills, management skills, learning to adjust his management techniques, teaching, which is exercising the mind because he has to learn how to teach. Exercise itself. Intense exercise. Even though it is maybe twice, three times a week, is certainly very useful and beneficial. So, what is happening to your bodies? They're taking on the tone and fitness of being healthy. And in doing so, with the muscles tightening up and the skin tightening up, the wrinkles that were starting to appear here and there are disappearing. When wrinkles disappear, what happens? Skin looks younger. Can't do anything about his loss of hair.
How can wrinkles disappear?
Because the skin becomes tighter.
Why?
Because the muscles are growing.
Oh.
Because the exercise is replacing the cells.
Oh.
Because the exercise is strengthening the cells. And in doing so, strengthens the immune system.
Understandable.
So you see, what is actually happening to the bodies?
They're staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. And they're self-rejuvenating a little bit.
Mm.
It's not going to extend the life expectancy much, but the bodies are rejuvenating themselves. The bodies are becoming strong.
Well, a lot of the growing of old and the elderly is the problems that come around with the lack of exercise, lack of mental and diet, that lead to more problems earlier in some people than later in others.
Correct.
So this keeps the bodies, while the life expectancy might be the same, there won't be as many problems later on.
Correct. Now let us take some older people. Let us take somebody that Mark's very fond of, then looks up to. His grandfather. 86 years old. I think that's pretty respectable for a third dimensional male, correct?
Oh, yeah, very respectable.
Mm-hmm. Until recently, from what Tia has said, his grandfather was very mentally active, ate reasonably healthy, and exercised regularly.
He stopped?
Well, due to ill health. So, let us take this individual and his exercise regimen, walking 5 miles a day, working, lugging heavy objects around, keeping his muscles in tone. Certainly, it appears to be that he suffered greatly in his youth in a motorcycle accident, but yet that did not stop him from maintaining a healthy, vigorous life. Let us look at some other factors Well, much like his grandson, he did smoke. His grandson still smokes. Probably smoked heavier than his grandson. So, does cigarettes increase the cancer rate? Yes, it does. Without a shadow of a doubt, it is very harmful and very negative. But there are some beneficial factors, which we covered last week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or last channeling session. But certain people, it does not appear to affect as much. Due to the fact, or any dangerous activity cannot be said to be totally beneficial, as long as certain things are followed. Eating healthy, exercise, and mentally active. These three things should be the foundation for longevity. You can drink in moderation. You can smoke in moderation. You can eat fats in moderation, as long as you follow the three main areas: mental activity, physical activity, and eating healthy most of the time. After all, I will even admit, I do enjoy foods that are very bad for me from time to time. High rich foods I absolutely love. Much like that salmon pate I made the other day. Very bad for you. Okay, I admit, I did not make it totally myself. Okay, hon. Do you have any questions?
Indeed. I've learned a lot about what causes the cancer. Mm-hmm. At least on third dimension. I don't know if it holds true on sixth dimension. And the fact that a lack of oxygenation in the cells leads to a lower ability to fight off the cancer, and the free radicals, which will attach to cells that are lacking electrons, or molecules that are lacking electrons.
That's correct.
Now, is the work that you were discussing with the diet, the exercise, the mental strength, help to increase those cancer-fighting elements?
Yes. Yes. Due to the fact and oxidation in the blood, cell capacity to carry oxygen, that's an important thing in itself that we can go into. There's a lot of common misconceptions. We will hold that one for a later discussion.
Okay.
And that will be an interesting discussion, because there are quite a few common misconceptions that you have. Very common misconceptions, and very common throughout your population. But, yes, by making the cells healthy, by being active, eating well, and keeping mentally active, certainly increases the capability to fight off cell degradation and weakness, which opens up to free radicals.
The free radicals are brought upon by cigarette smoking, maybe?
There are lots of different factors. Lots of different factors. Such as being exposed to radioactive materials. Such as smoking harmful chemicals. Such as living where there is a high concentration of certain chemicals. There are many, many different causes for cancer. Genetic problems. Inbreeding, outbreeding, introducing of incompatible genes. All sorts of various problems. All sorts of possible potentials for cancer.
Okay. That helps a lot.
Certainly. Next question.
In treating these particular items, things that are brought up, side effects of this, depression, things like that, where chemicals are used currently to fight those things, what can be used as a fighting method for a more psychic level?
Certainly the three that I have stated also help. For example, you and Mark have normal fluctuations in moods. However, there are times where depression is part of the cycle. Have you been depressed recently since you have become more active?
Not at all.
No, except for that minor little bump.
Nothing major.
Nothing major. Okay, what does that tell you?
It tells me that, well, a lot of it is, you know, the more exercise, but also the mental challenges facing me now are greater and more satisfying.
Correct. So, mental activity, physical activity, and eating healthy does, let's go through them.
Rejuvenate.
It rejuvenates the body.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps your life expectancy increased.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you emotionally controlled.
Mm-hmm. Fights disease. And helps maintain a positive state of mind for dealing with problems.
Correct. So, these mental activities, these physical activities, these eating activities are what?
Third-dimensional rejuvenation techniques.
Correct. They're not the ultimate rejuvenation techniques, but they will help to keep your body looking younger. In essence, it is not reversing, but stopping or slowing down the acceleration of degradation of the cells. So you could say that yes, it is rejuvenation because the muscles tighten up and you do look younger. But it is not true rejuvenation.
Right.
If we label the topic rejuvenation, it would not be correct.
Correct.
What we could label it as is staying younger, looking younger. Next question.
Oh, that's all I got. Got a page here I've got to deal with, so I'm going to cut this a little bit shorter than I would have liked.
Okay, should we pause the tape, or if you have to depart?
Oh, you have to depart. Tape. I won't know if I have to depart. About a half of the backside left. A little more.
Okay. Well, I thought that was a good idea of Lady Kara's. Now that they're all settled down and everything, and we're all snuggled up.
I just want to say goodnight.
Pretty much so.
Let me get some tea, my love.
Okay. You'd be right there, dude.
I had an easy language to learn, my love.
Yes, it is very easy. As opposed to Durandadan, which is inflections, tones, eye movements, and facial movements.
Yeah.
You notice that when
she... There's a bit of purring in there, too, somewhere.
Sorry?
There's a bit of purring in there somewhere, too.
From what Tia said, that purring is a natural reflex when she's contented.
There's no vocalization there?
I think there's a little. But Tia says that purring is very different from the in-the-throat activity.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I noticed Tia does pair when she's sexually active.
I haven't noticed that, actually.
Oh, when she's very, very happy. You haven't noticed that?
We haven't been sexually active, dear.
Yes, I know. Then stop blushing.
I think you're worried.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you, my dear? Thank you for, again, as I told Tia, for being a wonderful hostess.
You're welcome. Of course. I only have the finest taste.
And so what are we going to talk about this week?
I don't know. I don't have any topics due to the fact that the only topic that I had doesn't appear to be necessary anymore.
Really? I got this thing that says Curie's dissertation.
No. It's Curie's teaching program that was tailor-made,
yeah,
if you remember.
Right. And it doesn't seem to be necessary anymore.
No. Pity. Pity.
Well, we might have some use for it, though, very soon.
Yes. But it will have to be rearranged and tailor-made for that individual.
Well, no worries.
If she is interested.
And that is a hopeful thing.
Yes. First of all, I need more background. I need to know what her goals and objectives are. And is she capable of coercion? Because remember, everybody is not capable.
She's more of a healer.
Mm-hmm. So, we've got free chit-chat time.
All right, dear. We got a lot of free chit-chat time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things, actually. Working on things that with your dad and Gonzo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talking of which, I had my outfit approved. Dad approved it.
Dad doesn't want to fight dead ones.
No, because it has padding inside the front.
Well, you didn't tell me that.
But you didn't ask.
Mental pictures.
Do you think I would have given you that satisfaction?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
This doesn't make me give you a good laugh. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
January 20th, if I remember right.
Correct.
You're set.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. And we have a guest coming back with us. Coming back to stay at the apartment.
Hi, Una.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right.
Uh-huh.
In terms of that conversation we had.
Una matada, umana matada, mayada.
Good. Look forward to it. You still figure out what I'm going to wear yet.
I'll figure out something for you. Maybe skin tight, lycra type outfit with...
Never. So how's life treating you other than that?
Actually, what I was thinking was something like maybe a dark green trousers, right? Dark green high jacket, high collar on it, with a white shirt underneath, right? And a cravat. Very formal. Or there is the other option that I had. A pair of dark blue trousers with riding boots, right? Mm-hmm. And a tail, a jacket with tails.
What color is the jacket?
Jacket would also probably be dark green, which would match the dark blue trousers. No, no. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With a low, wide collar, as opposed to the high collar. Okay. And it's not that color green either. It's darker. Okay. Almost an emerald green. Okay. With a light pale blue shirt, right?
I'm being reception line, okay?
No, you won't be in the reception line. You will be in the line that comes in. We will all be in the line that comes in.
Yeah, well, it's a reception line.
No, the reception line is the people... That's the receiving line. There is no reception line.
Oh, that's a receiving line.
Receiving line is will be... The outgoing president, his wife, the incoming president, Gonzo, then the administrators and the civil servants, the high administrators and civil servants. I think there's like three of each.
So we're not standing in line shaking hands, we're actually
moving down the line.
Down the line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can't we make Jack dark blue?
No. Because
why not? The shirt's light blue, the mm-hmm. pants are dark blue. Why can't the jacket be dark blue?
For the simple reason that it won't have quite the same effect.
Is this a Syrian thing?
Mm-hmm. The other option was white...
I have to take a word, your word on serious stuff, so I'm...
Yeah. No, the other option was white pants, riding pants, right? With the boots. Riding boots actually go very nice with it. With the lighter green jacket, right? With the tails and a top hat and a cravat.
Yeah, I'll stay with the second choice then.
Mm-hmm. That is my idea.
All right, so the light blue shirt over a low-collared jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Has the shirt got ruffles in it?
No.
What, is it just a button-up?
When you have a tie.
Buttoned all the way to the top.
You have to with a tie.
What color is the tie?
Your choice. Can't be a solid color, though.
What do you mean can't be a solid color?
Can't be black, white, green. It has to be black or white, red or white, yellow or white, or any combination of colors.
Red and white.
Red and white.
How about blue and green?
If that doesn't clash in color, agrees.
Okay. Well, I'll have to put up the computer and see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And a cravat. Cravat? No, no cravat.
No cravat. You can wear a cravat in replacement of the tie.
What's cravat again?
It's kind of like a man's type scarf.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's a bow tie or a tie?
No, it's not a tie. A tie. No bow ties. Bow ties are looked upon as crass.
Oh, so it's a tie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot can be done with ties.
Oh, yeah.
God, this must be a Syrian thing.
Oh, it's very formal. Very, very formal. Do we have a cat doing vertical takeoffs? Defeating the laws of physics again.
All right, I'll tell you what, love. Here we go. Is that a picture?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do a tie like that?
Possibly, yes.
You know, in an ocean format.
Kind of an ocean-y type look?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was thinking probably a dark. It might look a little better and more dramatic.
I like it. I like that.
More that kind of blue.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Because the jacket will be more that color, right?
Yeah.
And with the... pale blue shirt, right? I'm looking for a pale blue. Okay, so your shirt would be that color, and then with the tie being that dark blue, mm-hmm. right? With the jacket being that dark green. Now you understand.
Okay, I see. And what color's the pants?
Well, we were going to do them a dark blue as well, maybe to match with the jacket, or we can do them in white.
What kind of blues do we have around here?
Match them
up.
It is really dark blue, almost a cobalt blue.
Okay, I could work with that. Any hat?
And if you want to wear a hat, it's either...
I mean, I don't know what these customs are.
Hats are unimportant.
Yeah.
It's like you take them off when you're inside.
No, it's good. Because then I have to have a cane.
Not necessarily.
Huh?
But gloves would... If you're wearing a big hat, a top hat, then gloves would be necessary that would have to match your trousers.
Not a glove.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm wearing white gloves. Come up to here.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I like the idea you got. That's a good idea.
Yeah, my stockings will also match the color, but you won't see my stockings.
I'm going to get my sapphire to go in astral form. The sapphire, really?
No, I wouldn't recommend it. If you want the sapphire type in, you can do that.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I know that Mark's press uniform is going to be wearing.
With a sapphire look on that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that look.
Yeah. Mark's wearing his dress uniform. Right? And what we're doing is, if it's okay with him, we need to ask him. We're going to put his coat of arms on the sleeve instead of his regiment's flash.
Approve.
I don't know. Mark can be a stickler for form sometimes.
I like that idea. I think it's going to be a real nice
yeah.
outfit. There is a dance thing. I'm hoping I can stay long enough.
Well, you can. The reason why the outfits are designed like they are mm-hmm. is that you don't have to go to somewhere to change because they are easy to move in.
Right. Well, see, I was trying to practice at your place, was maintaining form.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And length. I'm working on duration.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult. God, I couldn't get through that glass of wine. I think I should have held off on the wine.
Yes, I think it might be best. Yeah. Now, etiquette, as I have attended a few formal functions, and I have behaved myself at them, despite popular myths and legends, probably an equal number that I've misbehaved.
Story someone told once. God, don't pick it up.
They're probably an equal number, the ones that I've misbehaved at and behaved at. Now, it is quite acceptable not to drink. Now, polite behavior is if everybody's drinking, you drink. However, there is a little trick I will demonstrate.
You didn't actually drink.
Correct. Got it on my lips. It looks like I drank. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Got them on Mark's lips.
Well, I'll work on that.
Because
I think the alcohol definitely throws me off every time I drink that stuff in natural form.
Correct. Probably does. But there's less of you to resist against the alcoholic content. Okay. Now, something that is very important. If you are drinking, let us say this is a wine glass. Finger.
Finger up.
As with drinking tea. You've seen Mark do that, correct? I don't know if it's an similarity that is hung over, but the finger is very important.
Syrian custom and British custom. Probably hungover.
The nod.
The nod?
Yes, there is a nod.
Is this in deference to people of higher rank?
Correct. For example, if you take somebody's hand to shake it, right, you can't go, "How are you?" Which seems to be quite popular and common on your planet. It is you with one hand out straight, curve the finger. How are you? The hand stays perfectly still. If the person of higher station, let us say you're shaking hands with the president, right, the outgoing president, he will not nod to you. He will not tip his head. And it is just a tip of the head. It is because you're paying him respect. If you meet somebody of equal rank, you do not nod. If you meet somebody of lower rank, you cannot if you are paying them respect. Let us say you are the ambassador as opposed to Big Sis, right? And you are meeting Tia. Little trick that didn't actually touch. Okay. And you shake hands. Take her hand. So you are like this, right? And she would nod to you, right? And out of respect for her achievements, if you wish, you could nod back. And it would be equal to equal. As opposed to some of your cultures, on your planet, where the higher you are, the less you bow. So that if you were bowing to, let us say, an ambassador as you, you would have to bow quite low. If you were bowing to a president of a nation, you would, yeah, be almost bending in half.
True.
Here, it is just a head nod, and it is equal to equal. For example, let
because
us...
Because everyone is of a higher station than I am, it won't be very to figure out.
Just do what I do. Okay? Just follow Kara's lead as well.
Well, Kara's the ambassador. It's going to be doing differently.
The ambassadors appear to be about the lowest on the list.
A different impression.
Oh, it's ambassadors and up. Ambassadors, presidents of other planets, members of councils, which are above ambassadors in the social structure,
Well, base commanders.
Those would be the equivalent to presidents of other worlds. Which it goes, the outgoing, the incoming presidents of Sirius, presidents of other worlds. Senators, council members, ambassadors, and family members.
That's where we somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Are the kids coming?
No.
They'll be coming to the series.
Correct.
But they won't be going to the actual ball.
Do you think that we would have the hooligans running around?
You know, their best behavior is still be running around.
Correct. It would be reminiscent of certain people being found naked in a swimming pool with other people.
Yes, well, can't imagine they'd do that, actually, but if they were, I can imagine it'd be frowned upon.
Yes, very frowned upon. Especially at an inaugural party and function.
Yeah, well, you got bored. What did you say?
Hell, I was a teenager. Teenagers always get bored.
I've heard the whole story backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm. Besides, my headlights were constantly on there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's probably just where it repeats.
I'm 58. I'm not a child anymore.
I didn't say you were, dear. You got.
I've had this
942 years to go, more or less.
I've already had this conversation with my father. I am not a child anymore.
I can imagine.
And his comment was, sweetie pie, you will always be a child of my eyes. You will always be my little girl. And it's sort of like, thank you, Dad. But I am fully mature. I have two wonderful children. I have two bond mates. I am quite happy. Thank you.
Well, he does play a little nervous.
Besides, I've seen the guest list, and there's nobody on there that I've had an affair with.
That's encouraging.
There's nobody I've been in compromising positions with either, or one night stands.
You've been off that base or that planet for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a different situation completely.
I don't think so. I'd never enjoyed moving in those social circles.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and maybe their daughters I would have had affairs with.
Well, luckily your life has taken you in the correct path mm-hmm. that you need to live.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. How's work been?
I've quietened things down a little. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how big and formal it's going to be. Leah's family, the Tenuvial family, has been invited.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't mind, but just...
Well, actually, Leah's mother and father have been invited.
What connection does the Tenuvial family have with the Tanaka family?
They are senators.
Oh.
Or he is a senator.
So Huna and Leah are going to be there?
They haven't been invited. It doesn't quite work that way.
Oh.
When you send out an invite to Senator Tenuvial and his bondmate. You can't bring guests. When I received my invite, it was for Kiri Tanaka. When Tia received her invite, it was for Tia Tao. When Mark received his, it was for Sergeant Crocker, retired. Yours was addressed to Ambassador and her bondmate. And you were mentioned by name. See, they're very specific. And they have to be.
Sure.
Now, the thing is, it wasn't sent by your father-in-law, my father. These are invites as a courtesy to him from the outgoing president.
Oh, really?
That's the way that it's done.
So,
when he retires from the president's office, he will send out a list as a farewell and as respect for
the incoming third person.
Correct.
What is this gentleman's name? Or, I mean, her name, excuse me.
The president is Lady Tryan.
Tryan.
Yes. You address her as either President Tryan or Milady.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is better to use the more modern term, which is President Tryan.
All right.
See, I know a lot more and I behave a lot more. And I keep my address under control.
Yes, you do. President Tryan.
Mm-hmm.
You met your sister's secretary yet?
Sorry?
You met your sister's secretary yet?
Not yet.
Marisa?
No, I haven't met her yet. No. She's new on the base, correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, where else would she be from?
Oh, she's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's talented with the kids. She loves the kids. They have so much fun with her.
Nice. Does she have a bond mate?
I think she's doing this.
Nothing yet. Okay, we're almost out of tape as well. Yeah. I'm talking about just I'm starting to feel them a little bit, so I will hand back to Tia.
Okay.
Now, I also want to...
Instruction.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other important, very important thing.
Mm.
If you are with somebody that is very, very talkative, that wants to talk to you and talk to you and bend your ear and say this and say that, you can say, and by putting up your hand, we'll should stop the conversation. And you can say, yeah, at this time, yeah, I think that it is not appropriate to continue this conversation, or put up your hand like this and say, can we continue this conversation at a later time? Which is basically ending the conversation politely and leaving it open to be continued at another time. Now, normally, and it is accepted, behavioral patterns is basically what you're saying is, look, you're giving me too much information, you're giving me information out below, let's change the subject, let's talk about something else.
Well, see, I have a special problem in that matter, you know, because my astral travel is based on my ability to stay mentally enthused throughout my entire trip for me to actually maintain a corporal form or any form whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I have to actually be involved in what I'm doing. Otherwise, I just go drifting off and fade off.
Okay.
Now, somebody holds me there in conversation, and I start getting bored, I wake up back here going.
Yeah. But let's say they've managed to keep you focused enough, but you're having sensory overload on it, right? What do you do?
I'll just explain to them. Hey, look, I know.
Impolite.
Oh.
Hand up. Yeah, let us continue this conversation at another time.
Okay.
Now, what do you do?
Oh, well, my...